Today I'm going to share a little bit on how kind God is. And he's very kind. Well, you can turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. But just by those words we heard this morning, we can kind of figure out that God is a very kind and loving God for all just those things he told us today. And he's a great, wonderful God. And we're going to delve into it a little more. So in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, in verse 17 is where we'll start. And we're going to go all the way to 21. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself. And I love that word, reconciled. He brought us back to him. A God that wants to just keep supplying us with his wonderful goodness. So he reconciled us back to him. And not only that, this part of this verse blows me away. It says, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. So that word imputing means he doesn't take inventory of our faults or our misgivings. He just doesn't do it. He's a God that looks on us like we're the best, because we are the best in his eyes. So he doesn't impute unto us our trespasses, unto them that hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. And because of that, we can reconcile people back to him too with great freedom. And it says, verse 20, now then we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin. How good is that? How kind is that, that God did that for us? That we might be made the righteousness of God in him. That's pretty wonderful God we got. In 1 John chapter 4, and we're going to start in verse 4. And you guys all know this, but it's always good to hear this because it's a great verse. So we're going to read a couple more after that. It says, ye are of God little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. We have overcome them that are in the world that want to be mean to us and be not loving and not kind to us. God has given us a great spirit, like he told us in Manifestations, that is greater than it is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world. And the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. So we can tell the difference between right and good, good and evil, bad and good, all those things, because we have God's Spirit, and he's a great, kind, and loving God. Beloved, verse 7, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. So we have God's great love in us, so we can have that same kindness that God shows us day by day in his word. Let's go to Psalm 145. Psalm 145, and we're going to read verse 8 and 9. It says, the Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. And mercy, you know, can be defined as kindness. So the Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy, great kindness to us as people. We can go to Matthew chapter 5. Matthew 5. And we'll start in verse 43. And this is our wonderful Lord and Savior talking, who was a great example of kindness too. Verse 43. Ye have heard that it hath been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. Makes sense, right? Love your neighbor, hate your enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. The word enemies is basically enemies. Hostile or hateful people toward you. So Christ here is telling us to not hate them, but love them. Verse 45, that ye may be the children of your Father, and which is in heaven. And that's the example we want to go by, our Father which is in heaven. For he maketh the sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. What a great example. God takes care of everybody, good or bad, but we all benefit from God's wonderful goodness, his good kindness. And here's another great thing. For if you love them which love you, what reward have you? Do not even the publicans the same? Yep. And if you salute your brethren only, what do ye more than others? Do not even the publicans do that too? Mm-hmm. Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. And that perfect means of a good mental and moral character. And we get that good mental and moral character from Life magazine.
No,
we get it from God's Word. And we get it from God. So, those are some great examples. In Matthew chapter 9, Matthew 9, verse 36. Another example of Jesus Christ. It says, but when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with disdain and said, why aren't they listening to me? No, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Then saith he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. So Christ saw the needs of the people. They were fainting, they were weary, and he had compassion on them. He took care of them, and he prayed that there would be others too to take care of them too. That's a pretty wonderful example. In Titus chapter 3, Timothy Titus, Titus chapter 3, if I can get to it. And we're going to start in verse 1 and read through 8. It says, put them in mind to be subject to principalities and powers, to obey magistrates, to be ready to every good work, to speak evil of no man, to be no brawlers, but gentle, showing all meekness to all men. So God's saying here to be gentle to all men. For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish. We were in the same boat as these guys. Disobedient, deceived, serving divers lust and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. But after that, the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared. Not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to His mercy, His kindness, His love, He saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, which He shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior. And I love that He says He shed it on us abundantly. He didn't hold back. I lost it. Verse 7. All right. That being justified by His grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. This is a faithful saying, and these things I will that thou affirm. And that affirm means to confirm, declare constantly. Just constantly put it in your head that, you know, God is doing these wonderful things for us. I will that thou affirm constantly that they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable unto men. So it's good to know about God's kindness, and it's good to apply God's kindness to us, to each other, and to the people around us. There's a great record in Luke chapter 10 that we're going to read. Luke chapter 10. Starting in verse 30. You've heard this many, many times, but it just really touched my heart when I was going through this. Because we could be in this situation. And we probably have, too. But in starting in verse 30. And Jesus answering said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. Now, that's not a nice thing to do. So, and by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Now, you would think a priest would be one to help, but in this wonderful story that Christ is telling him, he didn't help. Verse 32. And likewise a Levite, which was an uppity up too, when he was at the place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him, and went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence, and gave them to the host, and said unto him, take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come, I will repay thee. Which now of these thinkest thou was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? Was it the priest or the Levite? No, it was that Samaritan, that great example. And he said, he that showed mercy on him. And I love this. And then Jesus said unto him, go and do thou likewise. That's the great example I'm going to give you. And you go and do the same thing. Because, you know, we're out and about amongst the people, and people need what this wonderful story told. They need our kindness, they need our compassion, especially nowadays. Let's go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. The kindness and love of God is what's going to, coming from our lips and our hearts, is what's going to help people, no matter what the situation. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, and in verse 7 and 8, and this is another wonderful mind picture here. Verse 7, it says, but we were gentle among you, even as a nursing mother cherisheth her children. So being effectually desirous of you, we were willing to have imparted unto you not the gospel of God only, but also our own souls, because you were dear unto us. And that's what our God does for us too. He tenderly watches us. He tenderly takes care of us like a nursing mother does with her baby. Pretty wonderful stuff. And that word gentle means to be mild and tender and friendly, of a good nature. And that's, you know, that's how God wants us to be with each other, and again, the people of the world, the people we come in contact with. Galatians chapter 6. Galatians 6. And verses 9 and 10. Oh yeah, this is great. And let us not be weary. Weary means to be faint, to weep, you know. Basically, it says, don't get tired of it. Let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. And we're of the household of faith, and we're to do good to each other. And the key is to, you know, staying in the Word, reading the Word, praying and speaking in tongues, so that we don't get weary in doing it. Where is it? And that word reap is wonderful. That reap means the harvest. You know, I think about people who are into gardening. They take care of their garden. They, you know, Connie does it, and probably other people. You take care of the garden, you get the weeds out, you know, you water it, you baby it, and then what happens? You reap those beautiful tomatoes. And that's what we can do for each other. You know, we can reap or harvest good things in our lives because of God. And the world is set up to the opposite, and we don't want to go that way. The world is set up to frustrate us and make us miserable, but God set it up the other way. You don't have to tell. Well, why not? Isaiah 40. We all know this verse too. These verses help us not to get weary. 40, 30, and 31. Well, we can read 29. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. How he does it? It's God's business. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles, they shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. They shall not be disappointed, as we, you know, look to Him, look to God, and put our trust in Him. And lastly here, in Ephesians chapter 1, or 5, sorry. You all know what this is going to be. Ephesians 5:1. So we've just hit the tip of the iceberg as for God's kindness, but then he says here, be ye therefore followers. And we know followers means what? Imitators of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. So my exhortation to all of us is to imitate God, and we'll be good. We'll be more than good. We'll be wonderful.